Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
First, we're going to hear from Luis Rojas.
What happened in the tunnel between Jeff and Francisco?
I mean, I don't know. At that point in the game, I know something's going on. I mean, I heard some scrambling and the guys going down to the tunnel. I went down to check. When I went down to check and I got there, I mean, the one thing that I ran into was Francisco telling me, let's go play ball. Let's go play ball, Louis. And we just came back up. And, you know, that was the inning that we came back and tied the game. But nothing more than that. I mean, this was a big team win, man. And a lot of guys contribute for this. I mean, tough outing for David. And, you know, and it kind of like turned around after that. So, you know, I don't know exactly what was going on, you know. So, but hearing Francisco talking about getting back to the game, it was, and seeing what they did on the field, what he did on the field, it was all I take from anything that happened.
You know, I know that the guys have been sticking to a story about a debate between a rat and a raccoon. Whatever did happen, though, as a manager, how do you handle that, whether they're, you know, whatever the debate or the argument or whatever happens is about, how do you handle that moving forward as a manager?
But, well, Steve, my focus here, it's the game and, you know, how everything was unfolding. There was a lot of moving parts. I mean, we used our last player to win the game in the last play there. So everything that happened tonight was, you know, it was just from Petey just going a short outing, Tommy Hunter giving two innings, Barnes coming in, you know, it was a big team win. Everybody came in. We're trying to stay ahead thinking of the game plan and what was going on, and that was the whole focus of the game from my end. So, you know, I'm looking back at it and, you know, it was a big win, man. Like tomorrow we're thinking of who we're going to start. We still don't know. And, you know, right now that was the conversation that I was having just to see which starter we're going to use and how many innings do we have left for tomorrow. So that's all where my focus was in the game. That's all where my focus is after the game.
So just, you know, finally, not to belabor it, but again, from a managerial perspective right now, is there a conversation that you need to have with those two players about their relationship moving forward? About, does anything have to be said from your point of view, or do you chalk this up to an emotional game and that's it?
Yeah. How I have this group, this is a really good group. I mean, we call ourselves family. I mean, the family concept is always used here, just in how we get along, how we do things, how we go about things. And I mean, everything that happens on a daily basis in a family at home happens here. And, you know, everyone has understanding of how they are and how they work. And, you know, so that's why, you know, we have a really different week. You know, earlier this week, coming from a road trip, we won the last two games of that road trip to come back and name it as a winning road trip. And now we come home and we face adversity immediately. And, you know, the guys are sticking together. And after the game, everyone was celebrating. You know, they put lights in the clubhouse, and they're throwing smoke. They're doing different things, and everyone was jumping around, just showering Masika because he got his first major league hit as a walk-off. So this is a family. I mean, everyone's getting along real well. Everyone you know, it's just there having fun. And I know right now everyone's living in peace and coming back tomorrow to play together as a family, the same way they did it tonight. Everyone was involved in that win. That's what I'm thinking of this date. I'm very proud of everybody. And, you know, tomorrow we got to prepare with whatever we have for innings to compete again and go for that W.
Your next question is from Anthony DiComo.
Hi, Luis. Not to put you on the spot, but you know, it is your job to know what goes on with the players in that room. And, you know, I think there's a lot of skepticism over the fact that Francisco comes in here and says this whole thing was over a rat and a raccoon. Are you willing to say that this whole thing was over a rat and a raccoon, or was this?
I don't know. I don't know what it was about. Like I said, when I got down there to the tunnel, and then the only thing I can recall is Francisco telling me that we're playing baseball and we're gonna win this game. But that's all I know from what happened down there. Like I have no idea like of the story of the rat or raccoon or anything like that. But like I said, my focus once again was the game. The whole time, everything that was going on, everything that we had to think to include the pieces to win this game, we almost used the entire team tonight.
And how would you describe the relationship between Francisco and Jeff as it is right now?
Well, you know, they always talk a lot. They've always been outgoing with each other, especially Francisco more with McNeil, because he's been like almost like a coach to him, so they can learn each other more and more in the combination up the middle to turn double plays. I think Mac has gotten better in the position because of Francisco. And Francisco's done that with also other players on the team. You know, that's kind of like some of the things he's done. And not only his abilities to play the game, but he's also his abilities to coach other teammates, despite him being a young player still. So that's the relationship that I witnessed Francisco having with Mac and all his teammates.
Thank you.
Laura Albanese, you're up.
Hey, Louie, looking at the close-ups of the broadcast, it looked like McNeil had a swollen eye in the later innings. I was wondering if you noticed that and how he's feeling.
No, I didn't notice that. And I did talk to him. He felt pretty good at the plate tonight. But I didn't see that. I didn't see anything or heard of anything about an eye or anything.
Ken Davidoff, you're up.
Hey, Louie, will you find out exactly what happened between you know, in the tunnel?
I don't know. I can definitely ask and talk with the guys about anything. I mean, I know they shared a story. I mean, I'm not familiar with that story. You know, what I got is what I saw when I came in is just Francisco talking to me and the guys coming out, and then they got things going. But you know, we always talk. There's no closed doors here. Like, there's open doors. We all talk everywhere, and we have same outgoing conversations, and everyone already by this point, even though it's only May, for guys that have been the first year with the team, like, everyone knows each other pretty well. The family concept is alive here. You know, it's a reality. So, you know, anything that happened, like, yeah, we'll always find out what happened.
Do you wish that Francisco had not said this was a debate over whether it was a rat versus a raccoon?
I'm not gonna say anything like that. Francisco has his reason to share that, and also any other players that were there before, any other coaches probably at any point in it before me too. So I don't know exactly what happened.
Thank you.
Luis, thank you very much for your time.